Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You are there. Okay. I'll push for you. I'll push for you. Hello? Hello? I hear something on your end, but I can't hear you, Amanda.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
So welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good, good. So I was just trying to tell our listeners that, you know, you've just had a miraculous journey. You're an amazing musician, singer, healer. You hold workshops. You help people to find their voice and their calling. And God really gave you the gift of voice. And those were two beautiful songs that were harmonized and sung by you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit more about, you know, what you've been up to lately and, you know, what you've been putting together, because I'm sure everybody would love to hear what's going on with you now these days, too.
Well, just recently, I am on my way home as we speak from South Bend, Indiana, where I gathered a group of singers together yesterday to do the Burning Bowl ceremony, as the week before we were all snowed out. So yesterday, 10 singers showed up to Unity Church at South Bend at 9 o'clock. We practiced a few songs. It was incredibly sacred, holy, amazing, over the top, hugely transformational for everybody, including me. Because in the middle of it, during one of the songs that I had no idea I was even going to do this, Spirit prompted me to have everyone stand and join hands, sing Healing Has Happened, as if it
were
so.
Oh, my goodness, that's a beautiful song, yes.
Oh, my gosh, and can you imagine a congregation singing that together, a cappella, with just enough harmony to raise the vibration through the roof? There wasn't a dry eye in the place. It was absolutely astounding, and I was so pleased and proud. My mother was part of my choir, and that's who I was staying with the whole week, and we just had such a wonderful time.
Wow, how exciting. So you were staying with your mom, and you had this amazing healing experience with everyone singing Healing Has Happened. That's just so touching. Okay.
Among other things, the whole service, Amanda, was the Burning Bowl ceremony. And I know a lot of your listeners have been doing a lot of releasing, especially the beginning of the year, with New Year's resolutions and claiming what we are ready to attract. Also comes with it the need, the necessity to release all that no longer serves us. And what better way to do it but writing down what we are ready and willing to let go of, and then burning it, watching it go up in flames during a meditational series of music that keeps us in the state of now, and knowing that as we empty ourselves of what we're ready to get rid of, we create a void for what we are now willing and ready to attract. And that was another big part of the transformation, at least for me. I mean, it was so healing for me. It was all worth it if that's all that happened. It was just a beautiful experience.
That's really good. that, you know, you can actually be willing to release so much and go through so much in order to have, you know, so much more on the other side of what you're letting go of, just by saying, okay, I'm willing to, you know, burn this and let this go, and, you know, harmonize and seeing and let new things come into being.
And it's an amazing tool when you recognize how transformative fire is in and of itself. It burns, but it also gives off light. And what I'm coming to realize is, how can God fill me if I'm full of myself? If I'm full of all hurts and wounds and anger and old stuff, I can't be filled with joy and love that I know is truly mine, simply because there's other stuff in the way. So the more I release, the more I open myself up to the glory and love that I know is there for me. And recognizing how part of what I'm releasing is the feeling of responsibility for everything in the world
mm-hmm.
that's not holy. You know, when you think about us living many, many lives.
I think we lost you for a minute.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We'll bring her back in just a second and see if she's here. Are you here, Lauren?
I'm here.
There you are. Yep.
Okay.
We lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Well, what I was thinking was, in our world of many, many lifetimes, if we have truly been everything, I have not only been the victim, but I have possibly been the perpetrator. And I think in this lifetime, we are being asked to get rid of all of that old stuff, even from before I was born. So a lot of that transformation is loving and blessing and forgiving myself, not only in this here and now, but perhaps in others that I don't even recognize consciously. And I think that's part of what we're all coming to know through our meditation, that we are all one and we have been everything. And how can I forgive everything else if I'm not forgiving myself too? So that release becomes a great deal of forgiveness, surrender, humility, and trust in order then to attract what is now mine, the joy, the peace, the love, the healing that I know is all around me.
Yeah, that's very important, because like you said, when you move everything out of the way, when you're full of all of this stuff and then all of a sudden you move that out of the way for the glory that's really there, that's a pretty powerful statement.
Absolutely. And it's ongoing. It's not a one-shot deal. I can't tell you how many burning bowls ceremonies I do for myself during the year. Because once I'm done with it, I think, oh, thank God, now that's over. Not necessarily. The next time I release is from an even deeper place, maybe even cellularly, where the conscious mind doesn't even know even exists. It's amazing how, just by giving myself permission, okay, I'm ready to release more stuff that no longer serves me. Sweet Spirit, show me how. And amazing things come up to heal.
That's really good that you could sit and, you know, talk and sing with God and use your voice and say, show me what's next. You know, show me beautiful singing angels, you know, that help me to, you know, embrace this with God's help and the voice like you talked about. And then show me more. That's beautiful.
Exactly. And someone brought to my attention that in the service yesterday, I used the word memorize. To memorize how this feeling of peace permeates my soul, how this feeling of healing and relief feels, to memorize that feeling. And he said that he had never really thought about memorizing a feeling of grace and peace and goodness so that he can recall it at any moment is in need. So I was very grateful that I was made aware that I even said that during the service.
That's really huge that, you know, that was even brought up too. That's wonderful.
And the week before I came up here, Amanda, the last week of December, I did my first burning bowl ceremony of the year in my home, my new home church now in Bloomington, Indiana. It was the same idea, the same burning bowl, but I used completely different music because I had with me the Threshold Choir of Bloomington. And four women from the Threshold Choir from Indianapolis drove an hour and a half south to be with us to sing. Now, I don't know if you or your listeners are aware of the Threshold Choir. It is a choir that has been formed since 2000. Kate Munger is the founder of it. There are now 107, I would say a lot more than that now, choirs throughout the country and abroad as well. And what we do is we get together once a week. We learn songs a cappella that are appropriate and then sung to the bedside of patients who are on their way out to the other side in hospice.
That's really beautiful, and that's really huge. You know, it takes a lot to sit at the bedside of someone who is on their way out and to go into that, singing to them, knowing that where they're going is such a beautiful place, but they're going out with such amazing harmony and, you know, spirit on their way out.
It is an astounding practice, and I'm so, so grateful that there was already one in place in Bloomington. And I discovered the Threshold Choir through Facebook, of all places, when a woman in San Diego, California, asked me if she could use the song that you just played last, I Wish You Peace, for her Threshold Choir. And I said, oh, absolutely, I would love it. What's a Threshold Choir? She told me about it. I got on the website. I discovered there was one already in place where I lived in Bloomington and found an instant community. So for the Burning Bowl ceremony in Bloomington, singing the Threshold Choir song as if the old year were dying to embrace the new year was incredible. And a complete set of different songs, again, all a cappella. But the songs that we now are singing for the Threshold Choir were used in that Burning Bowl ceremony. So I've had an opportunity to do this twice with completely different singers, all extremely good, very professional, and completely different music, all for the same end, to release what no longer serves us in order to grow into who we truly are as those spiritual beings, now released and free, to know that God is within all of us, and so be our healing.
That's beautiful, and that's wonderful that you're working with so many different people who have, you know, very professional voices that can really harmonize and help the body to, you know, release what no longer serves them to get onto a better page of healing.
Absolutely.
I mean, your journey is just beautiful, how you started and how you went through some of the most deepest, most hardest moments, you know, in life that I can only imagine walking through and going, I don't know if I'm going to make it to the other side of this moment, but, you know, you went into singing. You just went into harmony automatically.
Well, and I know that that's part of my upbringing and my practice, and the first message I got, Amanda, when I discovered or when I was diagnosed 2 years ago now with ovarian cancer was I heard, you have graduated. You now get to use everything you've learned, including, most importantly, your music. So knowing I am healthy now, it's still, of course, in the back of my mind for a possible recurrence and blah, 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 all of that stuff. For me to get beyond that, in October, just this past year, I asked my spirit in meditation, what can I do to release any more of this fear? And I heard the words, die. And I wasn't quite sure what that meant, but as I processed, what came to me was, go through the process now before you have to, because none of us is going to get out of here alive. We're all going to die. What would it feel like? What would it be like if you were to go before your mom and dad? Can you embrace it? What do you have left to do? What's so important that's going to keep you on this side? Can you let all of that go? And boy, that brought up so much pain and grief and anguish and more songs.
Yeah.
And I was able to talk to my mom about it. My dad was worried that I was in a dark place, and I said, no, Papa, I'm just embracing the inevitable and living as if. And he said, oh, my God, what a beautiful place to be. So one of my tasks, I guess, is pretending as if. What if I only had 2014? What if that was my last year? What would be the most important thing to do? And I heard, get my music out there. So one of the things I started doing the very first of the year was posting a new original song, or an old original song, on Facebook every single day.
That's wonderful.
At the end of the year, there will be 365 of my original songs and my sister's on Facebook every single day. I heard, give it
that
away.
That is wonderful.
Put it out there.
Put it out there and amazing things happen. That's just beautiful. You got so many songs going all at once, and you really created that.
Well, and it's so interesting that I am recognizing how, as soon as I think about, okay, what song is next, I have a block. But if I allow spirit to speak through me, even in my sleep, I wake up knowing exactly what song to post, and I don't even know why. But all of a sudden, I hear from two or three people, oh, my God, that was the most perfect one for me. When I posted We Will Sing Your Song, which is a new Threshold Fire song that I wrote, a friend of mine posted me back, how did you know my mommy was dying? How did you know I have to go see her and sing to her? This was absolutely perfect for me. Thank you. And, of course, it wasn't me and my conscious mind that knew, but God sure did.
God sure did to put you in the as a messenger to send a song that was so profound that would help someone sing to their mother who is passing or their relative, or each day, you know, you would just let God come to you automatically and say, this is what needs to be put out there. You just knew inside yourself as a gift, as, you know, Spirit was speaking to you saying, this is what needs to go on. That's very, you know, empowering and embracing and beautiful, you know, especially since, like you said, you were on the end of pain and dying, and you really walked through that. You really went, okay, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to have this many songs, and I'm going to act like I did, but I really didn't. I came on the other side of that.
Exactly, exactly. And I think it has helped me come to grips with when I do die. I know it has, because it's no longer a scary thing. And now I know that if I do live another 20 or 30 years, God willing, and I lose mom and dad, I can now be there for them when they pass. But I don't know that I could have been there as presently as I can now, having gone through looking at death in the face through the last couple of months. It's been an incredible journey, and anyone can do this.
Yes. And the fact that you walked through it and said you would be willing to embrace what it would be like just to go through those circumstances to the other side of it really puts you in a space to work through it and then show other people how to work through it as well. I really feel like that's a huge message to people to say, well, you know, God willing, I can still survive this because I actually went through it and came on to the other side of it. You know, that's huge for people.
Right. Well, and I think that by facing our shadow side isn't necessarily going to manifest that negativity. But I am absolutely convinced that if I have any fear at all, even lying dormant, I must express it to get to the other side. I can't just push it down into my body anymore. I think that's what turns into cancer, is things that I am denying I'm feeling. Oh, no, 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 I don't feel fear. I don't irritate very, very, very. No, I've got to bring it up, express it, then get to the other side.
Absolutely, because once you do that, then you've walked through any and every fear that there is on the face of the planet to come out the other side totally okay, ready to just walk that singing line. Because, see, what happens, I believe, to you and to other people who get to meet you is that they actually get to see, wow, she just embraced heaven. She just sang through it. She walked through it, and she came out the other side singing. You know, you were always singing, no matter if it was, okay, I'm in fear, I'm scared. You walked out of it with that vocal note. You know, it's like you were saying, I send you peace, you know, or I send you healing. That's beautiful.
All right, thank you. And I've also a lot of songs about weight, grief, isn't there. I mean, you know, that's all part of my human experience. And my ego says, no, damn it, it's not fair that people die and get sick. Well, what is fair? So I have gotten to forgive the whole idea of fairness being a man-made construct that, quite frankly, does not exist the way we think fairness should. And that's a whole upheaval of forgiveness right there.
Yeah, that would take a mountain of forgiveness. I would only imagine you would be singing probably a lot of songs just to get through the other end of that, which is really great, because one of the things that I think is really neat is how you can teach people how to use forgiveness and the voice and singing to embrace forgiveness, healing, and to walk through it. Like, you actually work to teach people. That's cool.
Well, one of my cute little chants is, and it's coming to me for a reason. I'll tell you why afterwards, but it's very short. It's, I forgive the unfairness. I forgive the unfairness. I hate it, I hate it, but I forgive the unfairness. That's it. And when I sang that to her, she said, you mean I hate it and forgive it the same thing? It just opens her wide up. That, yeah, just because we're forgiving doesn't mean we still don't have the anger and the distrust and the fear, but it means we give it to God. We own those feelings. I hate unfairness. I hate cruelty. I forgive unfairness. I forgive cruelty. All in the same breath.
Yeah. And see, you can still love the person but not like the situation that's going on around you. And that makes perfect sense to seeing, you know, that you're forgiving even though you don't like the cruelty that's out there in it. You're already opening up a wall to say, okay, I'm opening up the energy to make it a little easier, and that's what gets you through.
Absolutely. And I think this way, and even that nasty four-letter I'm recognizing how much of that energy comes from my gut.
Yeah. Yeah, that energy will really stay there at that energy level unless you're ready to let that go.
Exactly. And just by giving myself permission to say the words, I hate it, gets it up and out of my body, then I can forgive it. And the hating part for me anyway, by pushing it up out of my body, like the burning bowl, quite frankly, creates that void that releasing what no longer serves me does. Because now I'm purging. I'm pushing out those toxic emotions. Now I've got an emptiness. I've got a space to fill now with the forgiveness when I say I forgive what I just hated. I don't understand it. I don't condone it. My forgiveness never makes it right, ever, ever, ever. But it keeps me.
Exactly.
And we know it does. But big, big, big time it deals me, the forgiver, first.
Exactly. And it opens up a whole new doorway for things to just change and flow around you. That's really great. And you can use music and the voice and even your expression just to show that.
Oh, absolutely. On my Chance to Heal CD, I've got a song that just says, I forgive, over and over again, and lots of beautiful layered harmony. And the fact that it's 5.5 minutes long really puts me in a state where my monkey mind might say, oh, yeah, you don't forgive yet. Oh, yeah, you're thinking about dinner or thinking about yesterday or who wounded you. But after just a couple of minutes of being steeped in the harmony and the voice and the music saying, I forgive, it cuts me to my core and forces me on my knees to what is next to release in my life. Holy shift.
Exactly. I love that. And I love how you just chant it, you know, I forgive, and it comes through so beautifully when you do that.
It really does. And music, as we know, particularly singing, we're learning on a very quantum physics level, scientifically, that singing is like praying twice, spiritually, of course, but now we know more scientifically why. We're using the language side of the brain and the music side of the brain, both at the same time. And when those two hemispheres are used together, they cross, join, and put us in a state of peace, relaxation, and meditation like nothing else does. And it's in that place of peace, then, that my intuition can speak to me, my God self, what is ready now to be released and still in the way, perhaps, of my good, comes up to be healed. And manifestation happens because I'm in a place of peace and allowing when I sing.
Absolutely. And it really opens the energy up to allow things to happen when you're singing, when you're forgiving, and when you're ready to embrace the newness on the other side. When you were saying that was huge about how they were embracing the past by saying, okay, we released the old year, and now we're coming into the new year, and we're embracing new energy.
Exactly.
That's really cool. So what are your plans coming up next? What do you have next to do on your list of things to do?
The second thing I got for If I Were to Die in a Year, the song a day was very important, and I call that From Lauren with Love. The next piece of productivity that I was inspired to complete by the end of the year, if not way before, is a book called Holy Shift, Everything's a Gift. And I think, Amanda, I am being led. I already have a website called everythingsagift.com without the apostrophe, and the book will be on there sooner than it will be out in Kindle form, probably a chapter or two at a time by subscription. And I will give, like, the first 3 or 4 chapters away for free and then subscribe. And my goal date to have at least that done would be April 1st, because that would be April Fool's Day, besides, but that would be 2 years to the day of my diagnosis of ovarian cancer. And it's also April 1st, 4114. I thought, how cool is that?
Perfect, because you're just embracing so much, and you're completing the next part of your goal, which is to make shifting happen. See, when you get that out, you're talking about shifting energy, and it's perfect going into a new year to write about that.
Absolutely. Well, it's all about the Cancer dance, too. How I was able to go through the rabbit hole, feel the fears, just like we're talking about with cancer, thinking I could die. Going through chemo with all of that stuff. Having my mother sing to me when my colostomy bag broke. I mean, all that stuff. It, so much of it was ugly, nasty, icky, and transmuted through conscious loving of everything. And I,
right.
quite frankly, Amanda, I didn't know how most of the time to do what I needed to do. But my conscious asking, spirit's help. Sweet spirit, I choose to be in love now through this stuff. I don't even know what that looked like. You show me. Show me how to stay in my peace. Show me how to use my music to help my healing. Show me how to be who I need to be when I feel completely helpless. And I tell you, lying in the hospital after five different surgeries, I felt nothing but helpless. But when I asked, what can I do? How can I be in this helpless space and still be of service? Guess what I heard?
What did you hear?
Be love. And so I asked, how? What does
amazing.
That look like? And I was shown that I could, even from my helpless, bony, shrinking, healing state, that I could love, consciously love everyone who comes into my room, everyone who is outside of my room, everyone in the whole hospital. And I had so much power. I felt so much power just knowing to love everyone around me. That pretty soon, people who would walk into my room, strangers, would say, God, it feels good in here. What's going on? This room feels different. They could tangibly feel the difference walking into my room. It was amazing.
That is very amazing because, you know, just everything that you're talking about is bringing a different energy to a situation that seems very heavy, very lost, and there isn't an answer, but there is. There is when you come out to the other side and you are love.
It's amazing. And it is amazing how measurable and tangible our love is becoming through quantum physics. When you recognize how our energy field extends beyond us, and you know the opposite. When someone has been fighting, and a couple has been quarreling in a room, and they stop fighting, and they're really nice at the dinner party, you can walk in that room and feel the cold prickles. You can get bad vibes. Well, just the opposite. We can feel love if we are just thinking about how in love with myself, with the world. If I just think I am in love, what does that feel like? What does that look like? Tangible. People can feel that presence just like they can feel the presence of a depressed, hateful person.
Exactly. And you can feel
and
both.
It's always
you
our
can
choice.
Feel both.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's always our choice. What we want to be in the world at any given time is always our choice. And as soon as I choose love, not even knowing how, not even knowing what that looks like, I'm given different opportunities to shine love. I'm given different words, perhaps, to speak to people. Maybe even a different look on my face, a smile with my eyes that I'm not even aware of, that people do pick up on simply because I've decided I choose to be loved now. Show me how. Show me what that looks like.
Exactly. Showing you what it looks like is so important.
Oh, interestingly
Very
enough,
important.
I'm, on my way down here, I'm still driving, and before we talked, there was a truck, a big semi behind me that looked like he was going too fast, and I probably shouldn't say this out loud and scare my mom half to death, but I pulled over with my turn signal in front of him. I was led to slow him down, and he was right on my bumper. I was thinking I was going to get hit, and my ego said, I hope somebody's watching this. I hope somebody's paying attention. This guy's too close to me, and all of a sudden it shifted. No, I'm here to bless him. I'm here to slow him down. He's reading my bumper stickers on the back end of my van, which have nothing but healing and love and peace all over my van. And I started saying to myself, God bless you, God bless your family, I wish you peace. God bless you, God bless your family, I wish you peace. And all at once, I got into my peace. He slowed down and immediately got off my bumper. It was that instantaneous. So I knew exactly why I did what I did. That man was probably driving in anger, going to have an accident or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
and he just stopped an accident from actually happening. And, yeah, it could scare your mother, but, you know, in reality, that person was just really angry and needed something to stop that flow of energy.
I think so, and I recognized originally, of course, my fear, he's going to hit me, and then said, no, this is all for a reason. This is all perfect, and everything shifted, and I got into my peaceful space, started blessing him, and everything changed. So it's not, for me, I'm learning that if I wait until I have to use prayer, I may have cancer. If I ask to be closer to God and don't allow that, I'm going to have an experience that forces me into it. Hello. So everything is an answer to a prayer. So now my prayer is, I want to be in this place, in this peaceful, wonderful state of healing all the time. Show me how. I don't want to wait until a crisis, or plural. I don't want to wait for crises to happen in my life in order for me to feel closer to God. Show me how to do it every minute of every day. And that's what's starting to emerge more and more.
I love that. That's huge. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back, okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right, you're listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, you are listening to my guest, Lauren Lane Powell. You can check her out at harmoniesofhealing.com, and we will be right back.
Holy Spirit, be my guide. Of myself, I can do nothing. Seems it's always been my pride, shutting out what you've been offering. Holy Spirit, you decide. I don't know what anything means. I keep looking to the past to define what couldn't last, when it's only now that's real. Holy Spirit, you decide. For I know you're always here. And when I listen with my heart and quiet my mind, what could I be afraid of when I live my life through you? For I know what I'm made of, and you are eternal truth. The question is, or why? Holy Spirit, you decide. Holy Spirit, be my guide. Holy Spirit, you decide.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
You are listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Lauren Lane Powell, all the way from Indiana, and she is amazing. She is a total angel of light who has walked through who has walked through darkness into the light with singing, and she's just such a songbird, and I'm just so happy to be present with her today. Welcome back to the show, Lauren.
Thank you, Amanda.
It's just been so much fun having you here today and you sharing so many of the beautiful things that you're doing, the book that you're writing, the amazing goals that you have ahead, and, you know, you've really come a long way, and I feel so blessed. I feel so blessed to know you. Would you tell everybody how they can find you and get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Facebook, I am in love with. That was my healing force all through my cancer dance because I was very public with it. So please, I love getting new friends on Facebook, and they can follow my journey there. And it's all my name, Lauren Lane Powell, all spelled out. My email address is singforyoursoul, all spelled out, at AOL.com. And my website, of course, is www.harmoniesoffeeling.com.
That's really cool. I really love your websites, your Facebook, your talent. I'm just looking forward to hearing more, and we're going to have to get you up here to St. Louis, too.
I would love that. Definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to singing with you, Amanda.
Oh, we're going to sing together. We're going to make that happen. I look forward to it. All right. Well, you have a great week, and thank you for coming on, and we'll have you on again.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings. Blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.
I'm wide awake.